There are now over 900 COVID outbreaks in aged care homes across the country, according to the Australian Government Department of Health. It comes amid a surge in community transmission of Omicron variants BA5 and BA4, plus the highly transmissible influenza this season. Army nurses are being rolled out to aged care homes to assist with staffing shortages and rising COVID-19 infections. Talia Kreft asked Paul Sadler, Interim Chief Executive of the Aged and Community Care Providers Association, just why aged care homes are seeing a spike in COVID-19 cases now.
As of the end of last week, there were 857 active outbreaks of COVID in aged care homes, and I understand that that has now gone over 900, according to a webinar that I was just on with the Department of Health and Aged Care. So the spike in aged care is really directly linked to the increased community transmission of the new Omicron variants, BA4 and BA5. So when they spread in the community, as happened in the first wave of Omicron in December, January, we are at risk of getting a significant spike in cases in aged care services, and that is absolutely what's happening right now.
Have aged care home providers learned from the lessons during the pandemic of ways to adequately protect residents from the threats of COVID?
We are much better prepared than we were last time round. Back in December, we only had around 30% of aged care residents with their third booster dose. This time round, we have 70% of residents who've already had their fourth booster shot. We have much greater availability of personal protective equipment, rapid antigen tests and the like. And now we actually have antiviral medications that allow us to treat directly the symptoms of the disease. We didn't have those back in December, January. Our one weak spot remains staffing levels. We don't really have any significant surge workforce capacity to call on. And that means that if staff do come down ill with the disease, we will be really stretched to provide the care that older people need.
Have aged care home providers received support from the federal government to assist with low staffing levels?
So there has been some surge workforce capacity that Department of Health and Aged Care has been assisting providers with, but it's minimal compared with the amount of impact on staffing levels across the sector, and this is acknowledged by the government itself. We have had the Australian Defence Force called in to help. That is been very useful. But again, the numbers that the ADF have brought to bear are relatively small compared with the numbers of staff who have been off unwell.
What further protection measures should be put in place to reduce the spread of COVID-19 and protect elderly Australians in aged care homes?
I think there's a couple of things. Firstly, in the general community, while we are not the public health advisors on this, we would agree with the conclusion of the National Cabinet over the weekend that mask wearing should be being encouraged in the indoor areas in the general community. We do know that when aged care and older people are most exposed is when there's widespread community transmission. So that would seem to us to be really important, that people think about others and take basic levels of protection. Secondly, is we do need to complete the vaccination rollout in aged care homes. That will provide additional protection. And third thing is that we have been calling on the federal government to fund the prevention costs in aged care homes. So where we are trying to purchase protective equipment, rapid antigen tests and the like, aged care homes only get those costs reimbursed if we actually have an outbreak. So in our view, we should be funding the sector to prevent it getting it in the first place.
Paul Sadler, Interim Chief Executive of the Aged and Community Care Providers Association, speaking with Talia Kreft.